These are my morning songs. Morning Song 1. This morning, many small angels gathered on my window, as if they might stay all day to pray or picnic there happily for no reason in particular. When they move their luminous heads, splinters of daylight streaked all across my room. After a while, they filed quietly upward and out of my sight. I lean back more solidly in my chair and smile, thinking, they have nothing whatever to do with the day I am about to waste now. On my way to work, a passerby glanced at me a second time, thinking, that man must have seen angels on his window this morning while I slept. Morning Song 2. This morning, a herd of elephants stampeded through the trees for no particular reason, except it is November now, and there was nothing left to wait for. I dressed hurriedly and stepped out into the thick gray flesh of Thursday, thinking, sometimes it is hard to know what to love and when. Then I remembered the elephants, who love everything, even Thursday and November, and I kicked my way to work through the beautiful wreckage of leaves. Morning Song 3. This morning, I woke to a room full of azaleas, thousands of them, clouds of flowers blooming ferociously, more gorgeous than I could ever hope to afford, enough lush color to crowd out even my loudest dreams. I lolled for a while in a haze of fragrances, too hot house sweet to breathe. Then I hacked my way to the stairs, thinking, sometimes you cannot trust anything to be only reasonably beautiful. On my way to work, I saw nothing except the fog of my hot breath catching itself like cotton on the frost-sharp air, and I thought of all I had meant to say that day about my being beautiful and wouldn't now because of those damn azaleas. Morning Song 4. This morning, all the bluebirds I ever knew, and that's a lot of them, stopped by my place just to sit around and sing. I couldn't figure it. I was no place they should be, but they were there. Not just like I remembered it, like for real. Pretty soon it was blue this and blue that and blue them and blue me till there were more blues in that room than all the music I knew or than the sky. I rocked back and forth in my chair, thinking, they say the eastern bluebird is nearly extinct. And most of this month, I believed it. Now I have to wonder. On my way to work, their cheerful, delicate voices diminished as I walked till all I heard was traffic or the wind, which seemed to want to wonder how any day could start so blue and come so soon to this. Morning Song 5. This is the last poem in the series. This morning, many made-up minds climbed in over my windowsill, back from nowhere, sane as the light of day, meaning what they meant. I had to laugh. They just sat there in a small circle and talked, quietly, for a long time, mostly about life, how this one, for example, happened at the moment to be mine. I did not think anything all day. I did not need to. I did not go to work. I just sat there and listened quietly for a long time to the sound of many minds speaking singly, like mine.